No, really, what are you going to do on your summer vacation? Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principal Policy. And along with me today, as usual, is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
I'm going to be working on my summer vacation because every year my summer vacation is work. And we're going to talk about why it's work, although it's the most pleasant work that I do all year.
That's right, Chuck. And honestly, today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving Chuck the spotlight because now that we're past the Resurrection Sunday holiday, everybody's mind is now turned toward Memorial Day and getting out of school and summertime and vacations. And if you have children, you may be thinking about camp. Yes, summer camp. That's right. And, oh, well, my Chuck, isn't it just a great coincidence that we know of a summer camp that people could send their kids to and learn all of the great things about the biblical history of our country, about our Constitution, our founding documents, the lives and beliefs of our founders, and why that's still important today, and we still need to have that body of knowledge. It's a little place that I think you lovingly refer to as Camp American.
Well, that's right. Well, let's give them the motto of the camp, training our country's future leaders in a comprehensive Christian worldview and its application. The fact is that we are running a camp where we teach young people what the Christian worldview looks like, how to apply it to all of their life, and have a little fun while they're doing it. We get a lot of people say, are they going to be in doing studies all day long? Well, no. You study in the morning, you have fun in the afternoon. You study again after dinner, and then you have a little more fun after the last class. Is it strictly study? No. It's a great place to come meet other young people who are interested in these kinds of issues, who want to get a good grasp on a Christian worldview, but also want to get together and have fun and meet people their own age and do all kinds of fun stuff like water sports and go-karting and things you might do in a resort area, because that's where we are. We're situated in a state park in a resort town on a lake. Directly on the lake. You can walk down from the lecture hall to the water's edge. And if you have a fishing license, you can stick a pole in the water. And if you don't have one, you can get on a boat and go water skiing or tubing or whatever they happen to be doing that day.
I'll have to testify, the fishing is excellent there. I put a line in the water every year when we go up to camp.
Yeah, you usually pull in some kind of nice fish there, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So if your kids like fishing, it's a great place to take them. So,
but let's talk about some of our instructors this year. I think there's a guy on here named Barry Sheets.
You know, every once in a while, you got to let somebody in who provides some comic relief.
Well, don't kid yourself, because I know what your topic is this year. This is an important subject that the kids need to know about, and a lot of the adults actually need to know as well. And we'll talk about opportunities to come to camp as an adult near the end of the broadcast. You're going to be teaching on the Kentucky and Virginia resolves, the principles of 98. And a lot of people don't even really know what the principles of 98 are. So you can either choose to give them a quickie nutshell, or you can say, come to camp and find out for yourself.
I am going to say come to camp, because I don't want to give away too much, because we want to make sure that the students and the parents who decide to come are getting good exposure to this kind of material. Chuck, you're going to be teaching a class, because you're one of the instructors as well, I believe, on the importance of the Electoral College and why we need to keep it and why we should think about it in terms of our national discussion.
Oh, absolutely. One of the problems we're running into, Barry, is there are so many attacks on the Constitution. And 4 years ago, I designed a class on the Electoral College, try to give kind of a quickie overview, and it didn't turn out to be quite as quick as I wanted to, but that's the way it works. You know, sometimes you have to give a certain amount of detail to make it make sense. So again, if you want to understand the history and the mechanics of the Electoral College, and all your children, whether they vote or not, need to know that, especially when they get to college, because they will be voting. Remember, we take students 12 and up. Most of our students are between 12 and 19. Well, those 18 and 19 year olds this year are eligible to vote, and they should understand why the system works the way it does. That's why I teach this class. We have other classes this year. Dr. Michael Kaufman, who we're going to do an interview with at some point in this program, is an environmentalist. He has a PhD in forestry. Dr. Kaufman has been very active in researching and exposing some of the fraud in the global warming work. But Dr. Kaufman is also something of a self-taught expert on the philosophy of liberty. And he will be giving a talk called Plundered, How Progressive Ideology is Destroying America. And you have a copy of the book. I know you're reading it right now. You've got the only copy that we have.
And I'll get it back to you.
I thumbed a little bit of and read enough of to see that it is a great book. And I'm working on kind of a surprise for the campers for that. I have asked Dr. Kaufman a question regarding that, and we'll see what happens. But the fact is, he can explain in terms of two major philosophies why our country is seeing the things it is. It's basically in terms of the philosophies of John Locke versus Jean-Jacques Rousseau. And this is a very important consideration. And then he works it into how the philosophy of Jean-Jacques Rousseau has worked itself into modern progressivism. And then how the progressives are manipulating public opinion in order to attempt to create a socialist social fabric. So I think you're going to find that class fascinating. We also have Pastor David Whitney. Pastor Whitney is the head instructor for the Institute on the Constitution. You've heard us talk here about our Constitution classes that we teach. The curriculum that we use is the Institute on the Constitution materials. Pastor David Whitney, by the way, if you want to see the bios on our instructors, go to www.campamerican.com. Click on Program and Instructors at the top of the page. There are tabs up the top that says Home, Your Account, About Us, Program and Instructors, Recreation, Volunteers, Essay, Tuition, Camp Store, Statement of Faith. If you click on Program and Instructors, you will get a list of this year's classes. At the top of each list of classes is who's going to teach them. And if you click on their name, you can go to their bio and you can see these bios. Pastor Whitney is currently the pastor of Cornerstone Evangelical Free Church of Pasadena, Maryland. But he does oh so much more than that. He has a master's degree from Denver Seminary. He is a graduate of Rutgers in history. He graduated with honors. That's not exactly an easy feat, is it?
No, it's not.
Rutgers is not exactly a little college on the corner. It's not a community college. You graduate from Rutgers with honors, you had to work for it. Dave Whitney will be teaching a number of classes. He is teaching a class on the federal land grab. He's teaching a class on attempts to counterfeit marriage. He's teaching a class on understanding solemn oaths. I think this is a real important one in this day and age, Barry. So many people don't understand that when our congressmen, senators, president, judges swear to uphold, defend, and protect it, so help them God, that they are calling down the wrath of God upon their head when they violate that oath, which unfortunately they do regularly. So we're going to teach the young people to understand what an oath is and why great care must be taken to keep those oaths. And then he's also going to teach a class on why every Christian should study the United States Constitution. So I think that's going to be a great series of classes that he's going to teach. We're in negotiation. We had a guy lined up. We had Dr. Sasha Volacord from the Ohio Christian University, who's head of the Business and Government Relations Department. And he was going to teach class live on basic Christian economics, but I think we're going to have to record it at this point. I'm going to see if he can do that for me and if he can give me a set of study notes, and we'll do it on DVD. We've taught Institute on the Constitution by DVD. We can teach this class by DVD. I don't see a problem with that. In any case, we're going to have something along the line of business and economics this year. We've also got a teacher by the name of Charlie Smith, who is an expert on recent history and some of the philosophies of government, who always does a great job on giving us practical advice on how we can stop the march of government. So that is part of the lineup this year. We also have the mysterious Constitution Man coming in to run the Constitution game. which is part of Camp Games. It may sound kind of funny, but this is one of the most important things we do, Barry. I have developed this game, and we use it in our Constitution classes with our adults.
Yes, we do.
And what we do is we basically come up with a series of questions. This is part of what we call the principal approach. This is an approach developed by Ricky Pepin. Now, she didn't develop the principal approach, but what she did was she applied it to the Institute on the Constitution materials. We threw in this Constitution game idea where we asked pointed mechanical questions about issues that deal with the Constitution, and the students have to go through and tell us the place in the Constitution where we would go to find the power or the restriction of power that deals with the issue. Sometimes, Barry, that game can get a little raucous, can't it?
It can very much so. It's amazing, though, Charles, that when you get these young people looking through the document and you give them the query of this, whether it be fanciful or whether it be just slightly veiled real-life circumstances, they tend to start thinking and digging deep. And honestly, Chuck, they surprise you and me sometimes by coming up with answers that we hadn't thought of. But once they explain it, we see that they are being very creative in how they're looking at the words that our founders have used.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of it. There's nothing more satisfying than asking a question and having students who know approximately where to go in the Constitution to go find the answers. Sometimes we ask really, really hard questions. I can remember asking some that went around the room 5, 6, 7, 8 times before somebody came up with the right answer. But somebody came up with the right answer, and that's the beauty of it. So we have that going for us. What kind of recreational opportunities do we have? We mentioned boating. We mentioned go-karting. There's putt-putt, swimming, chess for kids who are more cerebral. They like to play chess and other games. There are volleyball, basketball. Gosh, you can hike. This is in a state park. Groups can go out and go to the nature center. There are all kinds of things that can be done. Generally, sometimes when you go out for putt-putt or maybe for go-kart, you stop and get an ice cream in town. Those kinds of things. There's plenty of recreational opportunities. Ping pong, there's tournaments, there's all kinds of different kinds of tournaments. There's paddle boating, those kinds of things. In general, yes, it's work, but it's also fun, and you have cabin competition, you have a campfire every night. Everybody has a great time, and it never fails. Even the kids who only come reluctantly leave camp and are very sad to leave and are anxious to come back again the next year.
As are the instructors.
Well, that's right. We always look forward to that, even though it's absolutely draining.
Yes, it is.
I come home exhausted. Yeah, so much for vacation.
There was one year when I think you and I tag team taught nearly 20 classes, and I think we were both exhausted.
Yeah, we really did it up that year. In fact, I didn't have any extra drivers in my family. I actually had to pull off on the way home and sleep in the car.
Now, we don't suggest that for our students. We have their parents come and pick them up on the end of the week on Saturday at the close of camp, and they can rest in the car on the way home while their parents drive. Even better is have their parents come and volunteer in the camp kitchen or some of the other activities and responsibilities we have at camp.
Well,
so that
that's
they
it.
Can help, they can learn what their students are learning.
Let's give the opportunities because we're almost out of time here.
Okay.
Adults who have children, you can come and volunteer to work in the kitchen or work on staff, and there is a tuition reduction, and it is a substantial tuition reduction for the student. The parents come for free. Anyone who's on volunteer staff does not pay. Anyone who's on volunteer staff who brings a child gets a substantial tuition reduction. So that's one opportunity. You can also come as an adult camper. We do that. We provide a cabin for adult campers. Normally, adult campers don't engage in some of the more strenuous physical competitions, some of the camp games. They sort of sit those out. But nonetheless, you get the same kind of education. We do that. We've had a few people who have decided to do that. That's a great opportunity for you if you're interested in coming up and learning some of these things, because let me tell you, these are college level classes. These are not little rinky dink kiddie classes. These are college level. I've taught some of these classes to college students for people who have asked me to come in and be guest lecturer. Unfortunately, Barry, we are out of time.
Of course we are. It seems like it's that way at camp, too. We run out of time. We wish we had 2 weeks of the time to teach the students, but camp is only for a week. And then this year, Chuck, it is going to be June the 24th through the 30th?
That's right.
at Pokagon State Park on beautiful Lake James in Angola, Indiana.
Northeast corner of Indiana.
And folks, if you want to learn more about it, visit campamerican.com. That's Camp American with an N on the end. Or otherwise, you go to a camping supply store. Campamerican.com. You can find out more about it. You can review the instructors, the classes. There's our registration forms on there, the camp checklist, the dress code list, the needs list. Everything's on there for you. And also a sign up where you can go ahead and get your students of ages 12 and up signed up to come to camp this summer. Trust me, it's worth your investment.
Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.